The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
She's just dancing, but she's not making any noise.
I'm letting you have a solo.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good morning.
It is morning, isn't it?
Good morning, everybody.
It's a Monday morning.
It is a Monday morning, but you're all listening to us on a
Thursday morning.
And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. Grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab your Danish, grab your yogurt, grab your fruit. I mean, I could go on together. WTBR 89.7.
I won't because I could get in trouble.
FM.
That's
every
right.
Thursday.
And WSBR.
Uh-huh.
From
Our
Lee.
New station. Well, when do we not call it new any longer?
I'd say now's a good time.
All right. You're no longer new.
Yeah.
You're an old friend.
I want to go see it.
The station?
Yeah.
Maybe we could.
I'm curious about what it looks like.
Where is it?
In Lee.
Where in Lee?
I don't know.
You know what? That's actually a good idea. We could have a field day and go out there and have some lunch. You know? It'd be good.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR-FM or WSBR-FM, its management, sponsors, or producers.
I don't think you did anything with that. I think you just did it.
That is my morning voice.
And the birds in the background.
Yeah.
Really, they communicate that there is life. They're tweeting so happily.
I wake up and the first thing it is it's down here, so I gotta wait a little bit, you know.
So that was
au naturel.
Au naturel. Oh my goodness. Wasn't that nice? Oh. Isn't that nice? Well, I've been away. And I was on a plane.
She was lost.
Yes. On a plane. So naturally, I have a magazine because every time I go on a plane, I get a magazine to read.
I worry about you on planes, though.
Oh, gosh. Don't go there.
Did anything happen?
No.
No good. Okay.
No. It's all good. It's all good.
Phew.
And we're back in the saddle again.
All right. Are we?
It's really hard, though, to leave good weather and come back to cold weather.
Hey, we're going to be having good weather.
We are.
It's going to come. Snow's going to go.
How funny it is that we've lived here forever. And we know what winter is like.
Yeah.
And every single year we say the same thing over and over. Yeah. I can't believe we had a snowstorm. We got 5 inches of snow. Well, live
March
here.
Isn't over yet.
I know. Well, you remember April. I'm sure everybody remembers April storms.
I try to forget.
Oh, man. Yeah. So we're not out of the woods. We're not out of the woods yet.
No, I'm still in the woods.
Do you want me to do quote before you do true or false?
Do it.
Common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it most never use it.
True. So very true. So deep.
And there's a little notation here, and it doesn't say where this is from. This is just random. It says some people do not use their common sense. Well, obviously.
Do some people not have common sense?
However, it's very important to have.
Mm.
And, yeah, some people probably don't.
Oh, we could get into big trouble here.
Have common sense. I know.
Okay. Are you ready for the three?
I am ready.
Number one.
Are these true, false?
True and false.
How many?
Three.
One is?
Oh.
Two are?
Let's see. One. Two are false.
One is true.
Two are false.
Got it.
Number one. Some of Disney's films that are based upon fairy tales come from the Brothers Grimm.
Oh.
Number two. The birth name of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one was the word yoga is derived from a Sanskrit word meaning posture.
I'm struggling with two of them.
Okay.
But we will have the answer at the end of our show. We are here for an hour. And Bev will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. And here we go.
What have you got today for us?
I've got my magazine. And then I also, I may get into 19 weirdest things people do and why they do them.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But let's play around here with this magazine. So I always, I don't buy magazines ever unless I'm going to go on a plane.
Okay.
And it's usually a magazine called First, or it's a magazine called Women's World, because they are the cheapest. But they're not that cheap. So Women's World, that used to be pretty cheap, is now $6.49 for this little magazine.
For one magazine?
One magazine.
Robbery.
Yeah. But you know, you're in the airport. Well, I think that it's this, you know, it's I think it's this much anywhere you go.
Probably. That's really not that bad.
Yeah. So there's little tips that I circled while I was on the plane.
Oh, good.
And one of them that I'd never heard of before was to avoid mushy noodles when you boil noodles for a noodle dinner. Pasta.
Why?
It says...
Mushy noodles, ugh.
If you make ziti or you make something else and sometimes your noodles are mushy or gummy, here's the fix. Cover the dry pasta with hot water. Then let it soak for 30 minutes while you prepare the rest of your meal.
This is before you cook it, right?
You don't cook it.
Oh.
You let it sit in hot water for 30, and it doesn't say boiling water, it says hot water, for 30 minutes. Drain well, and then this is for a casserole. Put the casserole together.
Al dente?
I guess. It says, unlike boiling, which can overcook your noodles, this method hydrates the starches just enough to soften to the perfect texture.
I'm going to try that.
So there it is. You can try that. You can email us and let us know how that went.
I can do that at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I can just tell you.
You could. You could.
Or I could email you.
By the way, we've been getting some really cool emails, and we want to thank you so much for listening and for contacting us and giving us your thoughts and your ideas.
It keeps us going.
And thank you so much. It's just more and more and more.
I love it. Now, I've got something similar to yours. I have a couple of life hacks I found, but then I've got just interesting stuff.
That's what we're here for.
I know.
Interesting stuff.
But this is special. This is for you. Take scratches out of your CDs and DVDs using a banana.
A banana?
To de-scratch a CD, peel a banana and rub the fruit on the disc in a circular motion. Use the underside of the peel to rub the banana in deeper before wiping away the residue with a lint-free cloth. Lastly, give the disc a spritz of Windex and remove smudges with a new cloth.
Never heard of that ever.
I never did either. That's why I brought it.
Now it makes me want... Oh, you know what? I don't have a CD player. Oh, yes, I do. I have one at home.
Don't clean the player this way. Just
no, no,
CD.
No. Mm-hmm. We still do have a CD player and a DVD player.
Wow.
And the reason is because when I'm gone and my kids find these DVDs...
They're not going to know how to use them.
Well, they better. I'll write instructions. Because I had all our VCR tapes that I have things that my kids have done that I've recorded on, put on DVDs.
Aww.
But now nobody uses DVDs. Well, maybe the new generation doesn't use DVDs. So
I'm still looking for a cassette drive.
I know. You still haven't found a cassette player?
I still have not found one,
We're looking for a cassette player.
Please, anybody that knows, ransom it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put that on my Nextdoor app.
Okay.
All right. Nextdoor is a great app to have on your phone.
All right.
Did I tell you about the French onion soup bowls?
I don't think so, but I had Nextdoor.
Do you still
Whatever
have
it?
Is.
I still have it, but I don't use it.
I don't use it often.
You get crowded with stuff that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
It's difficult. Because when you post something and you go back in, you have to kind of find it, look for it.
Yeah.
But I have had really good luck. We sold some bikes, the French onion soup bowls. We took a cooking class, and we learned how to make French onion soup the right way.
The right way.
And I thought, I had those bowls 40 years ago. You know the ones I'm talking about? The brown ones with the handle and a little ceramic lid. They were, and I put it on Nextdoor that I was looking for them, and this nice lady contacted me, and she said, I have them. You can have them. And I went to her house, and I picked them up.
That's almost like FreeCycle.
Yeah.
Which is a good place to be on.
Yeah.
And you can get really great things.
So are they local?
They're all over the place.
But if you go into FreeCycle, do you put your zip code in or something?
Yeah.
So that you
Yeah.
It's those apps are great. All right. Moving on.
It's your turn.
Revive a droopy flower arrangement. Oh, well, how many times does that happen?
Are they real flowers?
Real flowers. Oh, yes. Real flowers. I think you're in trouble if you have plastic flowers or silk and they're droopy. It says here, the florist trick for wilted blooms. Submerge the stems in a vase of hot water, at least 110 degrees, until the blooms perk up. Then return them to the vase with fresh, cool water. Hot water is absorbed more quickly to quench dehydrated blooms and restores the stem's resilience. Try this only on wilted flowers. New flowers hate the heat.
I
never heard of that.
I lived in Texas for a while, and I had a lot of plants, and the winter was coming. And I put them away, and I thought, well, they'll just, die off a little bit, and then I'll bring them back. I poured hot water on some of them, thinking that, once spring came along, and it didn't work well.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
It was more like, dun, dun, dun.
How did you learn to pour hot water on them? What was the purpose?
I just kind of figured, well, the dirt seemed frozen.
Oh, you were thawing.
Yeah.
Thawing and killing.
Yeah.
Thawing and killing. I'm
Thank
so sorry.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to take a moment?
Use a hair dryer to get rid of water rings. So you forgot to use a coaster once or many times. And now your nice coffee table is covered in white water rings from the bottom of your glass. Luckily, you can banish them with a hair dryer. Blast the stains with a low heat setting until they start to disappear. When they're gone, rub a little bit of olive oil on the spot to recondition the wood.
Brilliant. I almost want to go home and try it. I want to put a wet glass on a table, leave it there for 4 days, and then try it. How many times? Really? That's brilliant.
You should see her face. It's wide open.
And you know what's interesting?
What?
The next thing I'm going to say
has
to do with a hairdryer.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. It's about insect bites.
Okay.
We've talked about it before.
Yes, we have.
It's in a magazine, Bev.
Okay.
It's in here. It's on page 9.
I don't itch. I'm sorry.
I know you told me that. Oh, you told me that. I probably got bit 8 times while I was away. I just don't know why they bite
me. I like
me.
The sweet meat.
It says here, can't stop scratching the welts from a bug bite. To nix the itch, run your bites under hot water for 5 seconds. Or put a hair dryer on. Well, don't put the hair dryer on the bite. Turn the hair dryer on.
Low.
I use it on high.
Really?
Because I just kind of, when it gets too hot on the bite, I pull away and then I go back and pull away and go. And there's a moment when you do that with the hairdryer or with hot water, or you heat up a spoon under hot water and touch the bite with the spoon. There's that moment of like when you have, when you scratch something and it feels so good.
Yeah.
That's, you have that moment where that burn feels so good because it's scratching the bite.
It sounds sexy.
What? 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 It says here that it can stop the itch for 3 hours, but I can tell you from experience.
Yes.
It can stop the itch forever. And the bite just goes away quickly. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. Try it, people. Try it.
Okay.
Try it. You'll like it. Maybe we'll get Mikey. Remember Mikey?
I sure do. Use a mesh bag to hold small items in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
When you need to put small things in the dishwasher, like corn on the cob holders, put them in a mesh laundry bag, the kind you use for delicates. That way nothing will fall through the grates. Try it for tiny containers, measuring spoons, and the caps to reusable bottles.
That's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you sometimes buy fruit or something else in onions in a mesh bag at the supermarket? You can use that same
bag. Or those little orange.
Oh, the little oranges.
Tiny oranges,
what are they called? That was a nice slurp. She's got, what do you have there? Is that a smoothie?
That's coffee.
Oh, you have coffee.
You wouldn't like it.
Oh, what does it have in it?
It has nothing.
It's just black? It's black coffee? Oh, with cream? That's it?
It's the International.
Oh, International Delight.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I remember those well. They're good.
Well, you wouldn't like this one.
What is it? Hazelnut?
Yes.
Oh, you remembered that I don't like hazelnut.
Yes. Hey, something stick.
I know. I know. Well, I had a thought. I was on a roll and forgot what I was going to say.
Well, it's your turn to redeem yourself.
So I saw this quote from Jackie Chan in this magazine.
I love him.
Sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life.
Oh.
So true.
It is, kind of. It is.
One thing, and I know it can change a person's day.
All you got to do is when you walk down the street and you see someone, smile.
Yes. Say hello. It's shocking because sometimes they smile and say hello back.
Yeah.
in an elevator. How awkward is it? We go in an elevator and there's two people, or just you and another person, and you're in this box alone, and you just stand there.
I'll stare at the ceiling.
And nobody says anything.
Just stare at the ceiling.
Or the buttons, or the little light.
No, it has to be the ceiling.
Why?
Because then they'll look up.
Oh. It's true. My father used to go into an elevator, and he would turn around and face the back, just to be funny.
Sometimes the elevator's open in the back.
And it was funny. That's true.
But he didn't get into those.
No.
Okay.
You know, remember Leo Buscaglia?
Oh, sure.
So he was the hug. Was he the hug doctor? Was he a doctor? Yes, Dr. Leo Buscaglia. He was the hug guy. He hugged everybody.
Okay.
I remember seeing videos of him. He'd get into an elevator and he would just talk to people and hug them.
A lot of people these days would not like that.
No. Mm-mm. I know, with all the germs and stuff that we've had going on. But sometimes it takes only one act of kindness to change a person's life.
I like that.
And what can you imagine if you did more than one?
All day long.
All day.
Mm-hmm. The good news, you cooked yourself a lavish meal. The bad news, now there are burn marks on your pan. Instead of resigning yourself to ages of heart scrubbing, follow this tip from Martha Stewart. Fill the pot or pan with cold water and 2 to 3 tablespoons of salt and let it sit overnight. The next day, bring the water to a boil. Pour it out and do a final wash with soap.
Here's my question. You've burned the pan?
Sometimes when you cook, you do get burn marks on the bottom of your pan or in the inside of it.
Probably not a good idea to burn the food if the food's in the pan.
I don't think you start out to do that, but
wouldn't it happen? Food taste
You've
burnt?
Never burned a pan
all the time. ask my family. Ask Mark all the time. It's my stove. I don't know.
It's supposed to be that color, right?
It's supposed to taste like that. I can recall burning something, and I don't remember who was coming over for dinner. Most likely it was my family. Burning and trying to put a potato in there to get the burn smell out, burn taste out.
Yes.
Burning. Hmm.
You're not Emily Post or somebody who's a good cook.
Not in this life, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Me either.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't burn. It's hard to burn in the microwave.
Oh, I burn. See, you walked into that one.
You know, I think I talked about you on my vacation. I'm trying to remember who I was talking to.
What did you say?
We talked about microwave cooking and, and believe me, I spoke about you with love. You know that. I don't even have to tell you that.
No.
So here's something. It's called Cup of Comfort.
Ooh.
And I think you'll agree with me because you like chocolate.
Yeah.
Next time, stress has you reaching for a sweet treat.
Okay.
Consider sipping hot cocoa. And this will make you happy, along with it. So you don't give up the sweet treat. You add hot cocoa. So let's say you're having a chocolate chip cookie.
It says here, this is double chocolate.
This is interesting. I would have never thought this. Sip the hot cocoa along with, let's say it's your cookie.
Okay.
Doing so may outsmart the negative health effects of fatty foods.
What?
Doing so may outsmart the negative health effects of fatty foods. So these scientists are from, this was posted in a magazine called, it's a journal called Nutrients, the name of the journal. In this study, subjects who ate a high-fat meal and drank Oh. And drank high flavanol cocoa before a stressful event, had better blood vessel function up to 90 minutes later. So let me read this again.
So you've got to eat the bad stuff before you eat the good stuff.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because
it says...
Is that
why they call it dessert?
Yes. It says next time stress has you reaching for a sweet treat, consider sipping hot cocoa along with it. With it. So if it says with it, it means with the sweet treat.
Couldn't I just eat an extra cookie?
It's just so...
That's weird.
It's confusing because it says here, now in their study, subjects who ate a high-fat meal, that's not a sweet treat.
No.
Yeah. So if anybody out there can figure this out.
Marie.
Hey, we haven't heard from her.
In just a short while. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Because I think the last time we recorded, we asked her for help on something. Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, and we'll do this in the second half. Remember you gave me titles?
Yes, yes, yes.
I did look some of them up.
Okay.
And
we can go over those.
We'll go over those later.
Okay.
Okay.
Exercise between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. During this period, your physical performance is at its peak.
Really?
Your risk of injury is at its lowest. And your muscle strength, lungs, and hand-eye coordination are all at their best and most efficient, which puts you in peak workout mode. Plus, if you work out at roughly the same time every day, you'll create a ritual that will be harder to break when you feel less motivated. Now, some of that I agree with and some of it I don't, because by 5 and 6 o'clock, I'm wondering about when it's time for bed.
Will that change in the summer?
Oh, it should already have changed.
Because our clocks went forward.
That's right.
Well, it takes days.
What do you
think about? What do you?
I say do away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. So here was my thought. Why don't we, so obviously the clocks have been turned forward. So we're in the spring. If you're listening to this, it's spring. Well, almost spring.
The white stuff is a mirage.
And we turned our clocks ahead. Why don't we, 60 days before that day, start turning the clocks ahead 1 minute each day until we finally get to the day?
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm just saying, then it wouldn't be such an impact on people.
Isn't that just a little too
much? I know, it'd be a lot of work. I know. Okay. I know why. All why right. do it? Why yeah. even do it, right?
Okay. What you got? What you got? What you got?
I'm looking. So I'm flipping through and seeing.
Well,
pages
I'll do a break while
yeah,
you're looking.
I think a break would be good.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hey, bud, let's party.
WTBR.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee.
And we're back.
And we are back. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are.
Stuff.
Stuff.
For some reason, I just, you know.
I know we both did. We both did.
Okay.
So we are back. It is the second half of our show. We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM and?
Oh, WSBR 88.1 and Lee for us.
Where we would like to go visit someday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see which radio. No.
True or false?
Not a contest. True or false? Number one, there's two that are false. Number one, some of Disney's films that are based upon fairy tales come from the Brothers Grimm. The birth name of the legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth Jr. The word yoga is derived from a Sanskrit word meaning posture.
Interesting. One of those is true, mm-hmm. which means two are
false.
So a while back, we were doing a show, and Bev found these weird cookbook, weird books. One of them was called How to Cook Husbands by Elizabeth Worthington. So I looked up How to Cook Husbands, and it's really funny because the first thing it says here is whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And of course it says fiction. It says here, first catch your fish. Of course, and then remember that a great way husbands are spoiled. I don't really understand what they're saying here. Let me just see if I can. I'm doing this on my phone, so I'd like to blow it up. So it says, first catch your fish, of course, and then remember that a great many husbands are spoiled by mismanagement. Some women go about it as if their husbands were bladders. They blow them up. Others keep them constantly in hot water. Others let them freeze by carelessness and indifference. Some are kept in a stew. Others are roasted or kept in a pickle all their lives. Listen to this. Turnips, onions, cabbage heads. The recipe adds, would be good if you cooked them this way. Husbands will not, but they're really delicious when they're properly treated. I am so lost.
I think it's cute.
Do you?
Yeah.
To a strong, steady fire of love, neatness and cheerfulness, add a little sugar in the form of what confectioners call kisses. No vinegar or pepper on any account, but sometimes a little spice, the recipe tells us, will make the husband tender and digestible. Miss Worthington introduces some interesting thoughts, a horse and dog story being especially good.
It's very satirical.
And I do not like those kinds of books.
Oh, I think it's funny.
And it says here, altogether, How to Cook Husbands is a bright and clever little volume. But, you know, in a way, reading this, even though it is satirical, if you wrap your head around it, it's factual.
Yeah, yeah.
So
once you can see through what she's
you
doing,
can see,
the method.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think...
she's having a hard time putting it together.
I would have to read this a few times.
But you get the gist.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
She's playing around with the...
Elizabeth Strong Worthington. You know when she was born?
When?
Oh, my gosh. October 5th, 1851.
I would say she's passed on by now.
She died October 2nd. Oh, 1916. She was a popular American writer during the latter part of her life.
We'll have to see what else she's written.
She has a book called A Love Story and the Biddy Club, that was published in 1888. She also wrote The Little Brown Dog and How to Cook Husbands. And How to Cook Husbands was her most popular work. It almost makes me want to go buy that.
I know. It makes me want to look at it now.
Yeah.
I sent the picture to you, so I'm going to go back and look at it.
Yeah. And
okay.
The picture is pretty bland. Oh, no. No, they're not showing it. It's just brown. All right. So that's interesting.
Burn crayons if you're out of candles.
Ah.
If the power goes out and you can't find your emergency candles, grab a box of crayons, carefully set one upright in a small glass, and use a lighter the same way you would on a regular candle. And the crayons should burn for up to 30 minutes.
Well, it's wax.
Yeah.
And it's paper.
Makes me wonder, does it burn color?
Wouldn't that be an interesting test?
Yeah. Does the flame go red or blue or green?
Do you know that you could do that if you don't have any birthday candles?
I just told you that.
Oh, you said birthday?
No, I just said any candle.
Oh, yeah. It would be really cute on a cake, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
As opposed to using birthday candles.
Yes, it would.
But how much would it drip?
I don't know.
So, you know,
you'd have to put it on a special holder.
I think you would. What if you don't have one? You could make it out of aluminum foil.
Could you just blow it out, too?
Well,
or would it takes
sometimes
burning?
It takes a long time for people to blow
I've
out a candle.
I've never burnt a candle. I'm going to try it.
Burnt a crayon?
Burnt a crayon. Yes.
Try it.
Yes.
What? No, I'm really thinking about this. I'm thinking about a birthday cake. I'm thinking about having the little protective thing so it doesn't drip all over the cake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that would look really cool to put a whole bunch of crayons on a cake.
Until the person is age 10.
Well, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when you get to that age, what do you want? One candle. Come on. Just put
That's
one candle.
That's all I'm getting for my son.
Yeah, just one candle.
Are you listening, Joseph, dear?
Here's another book. Children Are Wet Cement. Now, this is a book by a woman named Anne Ortlund, L-U-N-D.
Okay.
And I looked up this book, and Children Are Wet Cement, best-selling author, takes readers through each age of childhood, offering specific suggestions for practicing verbal affirmation, a simple but powerful technique for raising children to be secure, loving adults. The readers will receive the guidance needed to help children grow joyously toward his or her goals.
With cement?
Interesting. This was published in 1995.
Now that I don't.
That Children
throws me.
Are the title? You mean?
No. Well, yeah. Cement.
Children
What's
are
cement
wet.
Got to do with it.
Cement.
Oh, easily molded.
Or if it's wet and you step on it, you could ruin it. If you don't let it cure properly, I don't know. That's really interesting. It says it's a it says religion. So it's, let's see. Yeah, it's a Christian take. It's a Christian book.
There got to be some somewhere.
But I don't really get it. Children Are Wet Cement. If anybody decides they're going to pick
it,
up.
It's like saying kids are like clay.
You think?
Uh-huh.
I think clay is probably.
Easier to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she must have been okay. Maybe she's still around.
I don't know.
If you hear this program.
Yeah.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say anything about her. It just, it's 188 pages. I know that.
Wow.
There we go. That's the second one.
Now, this is something I think no one's ever heard of. Or maybe they have, but I never heard of this. Use AAA batteries if you run out of AA ones. Can't find any more AA batteries in the drawer? When you need to replace the batteries in the remote without trekking to the store, stick an AAA battery in there, then roll a small bowl of aluminum foil to plug the gap on the negative end of the battery.
Huh. Makes you want to just try it.
Yeah. But AAA batteries are shorter than AA batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. I wonder how long it will last.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's something that you can do that your husband probably never heard of, and you'll impress him.
I never had either. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try that. Like, I'm trying to impress him. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Nasal maintenance. Nursing your nose through troubled times. That is a book by William Allen Stewart.
Gonna nurse your nose a little bit. Okay, tell me about
Discusses the workings of the nose and offers advice on the treatment of nasal problems resulting from allergies, drug use, and diseases.
What about accidents?
Nope. Doesn't say anything about accidents, but I cannot believe that this is a book.
Why?
Nasal maintenance, nursing your nose through troubled times.
You ever seen those commercials where they put this cup-like thing and you put water through your...
Oh, a nasal, like a nasal douche.
What the heck?
You know,
thought of this thing?
It works.
No, don't tell me that.
It does. It works. It gets all of that out.
You've tried it?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it's like a neti pot. Neti pot. Or Alka-Lol. Alka-Lol is like a nasal. I used Alka-Lol for a while, and I went back to my doctor, and I said, I have a problem. He said, what is it? I said, I've become an alkalolic.
Oh.
Yeah, what a bum.
I never heard of those things.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. If you have sinus issues, you can really clean out your sinuses with that stuff.
How about if you just blow your nose?
Well, it doesn't work. It's got, this goes way up into your sinuses and then out the other side.
Oh, I've got to tell Greg.
Oh, it cleans. It's like a colonoscopy. No, not a colonoscopy. What would it be like? It's like an enema of your nose. Like a nose enema. It is. It's like a nose enema. That's it. Why don't they just call it what it is? That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
All right. Onward.
All right.
Okay.
Wax your stovetop to make future cleaning a breeze. After you've given your stovetop a thorough cleaning, apply a thin layer of car wax and then buff it off with a clean towel. Now, wiping off future spills and blobs of food will be painless, plus your stove will look shiny and new.
I love it. I love it. Keep going.
That's all I got on it.
Oh, okay. So another book was Be Bold with Bananas. And
Be Bold?
Be Bold with Bananas was one of the titles.
Well, that just goes into the wrong places.
And I think I just took a screenshot. So while you're doing your next thing, I'll look this up.
Okay.
But interesting about Be Bold with Bananas.
All right. This is from...
If you want to buy this book, $140. $120 at abebooks.com.
What is the name of it again?
It is called Be Bold with Bananas. So if you go to abebooks.com, this book, pre-owned book, so it's a used book, $140.
Is it a cookbook?
Well, I'm going to look it up because, like I said, I think I only took a screenshot, and I will have more information for you.
Okay.
In a memento.
Okay. Like casinos, shopping malls are intentionally designed to disorient visitors. The feeling of losing track of time and geography inside a mall is called the Gruen transfer. I have no idea where that came from. G-R-U-E-N.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
No. I get that. There's so much psychology in how shopping and marketing and
devious.
The music that they play. And I remember long ago I used to shop at, I think it was Stop and Shop. And I knew that store like the back of my hand. I could go in, find all my stuff. And then one day I went in and they had rearranged the store.
Yeah, yeah.
And my grocery bill, I was in my 20s, went up $15.
Because you didn't know where your things were.
And looking at other things. So I was buying things.
And it worked.
Yep. And I actually asked the manager, and he told me that's done intentionally. So people see other things because you get used to knowing exactly where your peanut butter is, exactly where your type of flour is. And now you're looking around and you're going, oh, how about that? I'll get that.
That's how I found Entenmann's.
Oh.
They have those little cakes that melt in your mouth.
What little cakes?
I'm trying to remember now what the name of them are, but they taste like bananas. We got bananas on the brain.
We do have bananas on the brain. And I can't find the book. Interesting. I found it before, but I can't find that book.
Between 1912 and 1948, art competitions were part of the Olympics.
Art?
Medals were awarded for architecture, music, painting, and sculpture. I wonder why they stopped.
Maybe because it's really not a sport.
Well, it's a competition.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I think it opens doors for all kinds of
things. Yeah, true.
Count
how many ants you see walk over this mountain.
So I'm trying to find the book, and I can't find the book.
But what else you got?
So I have more things from my magazine. I don't know if let me just check and see if I had another. Be Bold with Bananas. I really wanted to know about that book, know what that was all about. Well, it must be about bananas.
It must be.
It must be about bananas. So if you want to freshen your humidifier, it says
it's
here.
Important.
Yeah. Fill the basin with water, add 3 teaspoons of lemon juice, and run the machine. The juice deodorizes the machine and leaves a nice lemony scent.
Easy.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Do you have a humidifier?
Oh, sure.
So there you go. 3 teaspoons.
Which I didn't use this winter.
Of lemon.
I should have.
Did you see? Then your nose gets dry, and you know what you have to do? You have to use a nasal douche.
I'm never going to get over that. Never. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666.
No, don't even tell me that.
That's what it says.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Supposedly.
Really?
Comes from mental floss.
Really? So every roulette wheel is the same, I'm assuming. All the numbers are the same.
Can't you change them for your own?
Well, all you need to do is change one, right? So if you add them all up, it's 666.
That's what it says.
Very interesting. We could do a whole show on that.
I'd rather not, but yeah.
So there was something in this magazine, and it was called Tidy Up in 5 Easy Steps. And believe it or not, they've got about four pages here about decluttering. It just went on and on. But then...
Stop buying stuff.
It says here, just pick one spot.
I have to do it that way.
Yes. Start small. If it's the kitchen, go straight to the pantry. For the bedroom, zero in on the closet. Or even start with your nightstand.
Or the bed.
Or the bed.
Sometimes it's easy just to throw them on the bed, you know.
And just, yeah, and then how do you get in the bed? You just push it aside and...
Sometimes they're covers.
Sometimes they're cover. Oh, lots of them? So, yeah, just pick one spot. Don't overwhelm yourself.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Crime novelist James Patterson. Now you think, ooh, serious. Co-wrote the famous I'm a Toys for Us Kids commercial jingle.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the jingle?
I'm a da, 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 da. No.
I almost can get
almost,
it.
Almost.
I can see it. I'm
Toys for Us Kids.
Okay. John Grisham is also a serious author.
He's wonderful.
And he wrote Skipping Christmas.
Did he?
Yes. I saw that book. I loved the cover. I was shocked it was John Grisham. I bought that little book years ago, and I read it straight through. It's a pleasant, little, light, fun, funny book that became a movie, Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay.
That came from Skipping Christmas by...
That doesn't sound like Grisham.
John Grisham. It's a really cute book, and it's a really cute movie.
He's so talented.
Yeah. How do they do that? How do they crank out those books?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish I did.
I sat next to a man on the plane, and he had this notebook, and he was just writing like crazy. And I could see the pages were full. I wanted to ask him if he was a writer.
Uh-huh.
And if maybe that's what he was, you know, doing. Writing a book.
Wow.
Would have been cool. Maybe he's famous. Maybe it was John Grisham.
Maybe.
I could have got an autograph. Man, I could have had him sign my magazine. Ha!
Do you have anything worth listening to?
I do. Organize one step at a time. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Start with one shelf or one drawer or one group. It keeps it manageable.
Or one
man. Yep.
Okay. Chinese checkers was invented in Germany.
Oh. Do you have a story behind that?
No, unfortunately.
It's kind of like pizza wasn't Italian.
It wasn't.
Right? No, I don't think so.
But today, you can't go to Rome or anywhere without getting pizzas.
It's different. Different. They don't cut it.
They don't cut it.
No, where I went, they didn't cut it. Yeah. It was spoiled. Naples. And you order the pizza and it comes and you don't, it's not cut. And.
Well, they're easy enough to cut.
You tear it.
Oh, you tear it?
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't put lots of things on the pizza. Yeah, it was very interesting.
Now I want pizza.
I know. It was really good pizza.
I like the thick ones.
I like the thin ones. Oh, gosh.
One with the cheese and the edges.
I have to give a shout out. I'm sorry, I have to.
If you do, I will.
All right. Betty's Pizza in Lenox has the best pizza ever, but bring cash. They don't take cards.
Red Baron makes the best pizza. They also has the best. I can't
bread
remember.
Sticks.
Bread sticks.
We are so good.
Yes.
Do you buy it in the supermarket?
Yes.
And it's called Red Baron.
Yes.
So if you want a supermarket pizza, Red Baron.
You got it.
If you want to go somewhere for a great pizza, Betty's.
There you go.
That's a shout out. I hope I don't get in trouble.
Sean.
Hey, when you're organizing, use smart storage. And smart storage.
That's not always easy.
It's smart storage to me is a clear plastic container.
Yeah, but you can just throw all of those all around the place and you got a house full of plastic containers.
Well, yes, maybe so. But it says use plastic containers, tuck them away, and I label everything. Not everything. I label. Because I was so sick of looking at a container and thinking, what is
in it?
So I write on the container or I make a label because I can't stand not knowing what's inside.
I would be good with that because I just found a can, a lovely, lovely can. I think it's a candle, but I'm not sure. It could be just, you know, the bag of looks like dust, but it's really for candles or something. I don't know. I'm going to let it, just ignore it for a minute.
Uh-huh. I'm fine.
I can't get the top off because it's rusted shut.
And what's inside?
I think it's a candle.
And you can't get the top off because it's rusted.
Yeah, but it's got beautiful pictures all over it. It looks like a candle can.
I want so much to help you get the cover off. I'm thinking about how to get the cover off.
I'll bring it next week.
Okay. And we'll try to get the cover off.
Okay, and I just think it's rusted on.
And it's a candle.
I think.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Guess what?
It's time.
It is time.
We have true or false.
Disney. From the Brothers Grimm. Babe Ruth. Samuel Gerald Ruth. Yoga posture.
I think Disney's true. I think Babe Ruth is true. And for some weird reason, I think yoga is wrong. I think
we only have two that are wrong.
Oh, one true.
One true. That's it.
Disney is true.
You think the one for Disney is true?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Disney films such as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Tangled stem from stories by the Brothers Grimm.
Yes, I gave myself a star.
The birth name of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was George Herman Ruth.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the word yoga refers to union, referring to the union between body and mind. It does not
mean posture. Ding, 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 ding.
And we're lucky. We're done. We're
and
out
we
of it.
Are out of time. And you can still email us like most of you are doing at
stuffingforus@gmail.com. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.